Joe Pano sits in his kitchen in Streeter preparing a short speech for tonight about his time fighting in France. As difficult as it is for him to think about the war, he goes back to when he was a 22-year-old drafted into the 29th Infantry Division, Company M, heavy weapons, manning mortars and 30-caliber machine guns.
And we backed up the riflemen. The riflemen are definitely right on the front lines, and we were definitely right behind them.
He arrived in France in June of 1944, following the D-Day invasion. Pano was sent into the battle for Saint-Lô in northwestern France, fighting in swampy fields, steep hills, and the infamous Normandy hedgerows.
And we had no idea what was on the other side of that hedgerow. So we were fighting possibly within 10 feet of the enemy at times.
He says it was relentless. The victory at Saint-Lô cost more than 15,000 American casualties.
Sure, you're scared. There's no question about it. But I think we were fighters, all of us. We wanted to accomplish our mission. And those that got hit, they got hit. And we just figured we had to keep going.
Do you ever find it difficult to talk about the war?
Yeah, very much so. My friends call me and say, how come you never talked about it?
And what do you say?
You know, it's funny. You don't think about that anymore, about the war. You get married, you have children. You don't dwell on the negatives anymore.
But now, 68 years after the end of World War II, Pano will receive the French Legion of Honor, commemorating his exceptional service in France and acknowledging his fight for France's liberation.
It's very prestigious. In fact, it's the highest honor. There is no higher honor than the Legion of Honor in France.
That's Consul General Graham Paul from the French Consulate in Chicago.
We, in fact, are trying to collect the data here to fill out the form. There is a specific form.
He says over 100 Legion of Honor medals are awarded to veterans each year in the Midwest alone. The consulate finds eligible veterans, sends an official form to the French embassy in Washington, D.C. They review it, then send it to Paris.
It ended up on the table of the French president, who will sign the decree.
Meaning President François Hollande reviewed Joseph Pano's form himself, saw his name, and officially approved of Pano to receive the Legion of Honor.
It's a personal decision.
A decision, Paul says, can only be made by the president himself.
The French people will never and shall never forget. And the way to show that is to bestow this highest honor to the American veterans.
Back in Pano's kitchen, he reaches for the letter he received from Consul General Paul.
More than 65 years ago, you gave your youth to France and the French people. Many of your fellow soldiers did not return, but they remain in our hearts.
At 92 years old, he says this award comes as an incredible surprise.
I'm just amazed by it. I can't really describe it.
Pano arrives at Streeter's City Hall, greeted by a small group of family, close friends, and fellow veterans.
I think everybody is aware that Joe is a proven hero.
Mayor Jimmy Lansford addresses the audience.
His awards are Bronze Star Medal, Combat Infantryman's Badge. He has 4 Bronze Campaign Stars. He has 3 Overseas Bars.
Lansford is handed a maroon box, which he slowly opens to unveil the French Legion of Honor to the stoic Pano.
And now it is my privilege to present this French Legion of Honor to you, Joseph.
Thank you very much.
He carefully pins the medal to Pano's jacket.
I would also like to share this honor with all the veterans and those who fought and didn't make it home. They are the heroes. God bless all of you, and God bless them all.
To bestow upon him the Legion of Honor is a way to show our gratitude, and I will say our eternal gratitude.
Paul says Pano now joins the ranks of famous French philosophers, authors, politicians, and scientists, American generals George S. Patton and Douglas MacArthur, and the man who established the French Legion of Honor in 1802, Napoleon Bonaparte. Joe Pano is in good company. I'm Daniel Hajek.